The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and then looked for him among the relatives and acquaintances, but did not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and the answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, on the last Sunday of the calendar year, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. We offer all members of our own families on the altar of God for the blessings. Today's feast reminds us that Jesus chose to live in an ordinary human family in order to reveal God's plan to make all people live as one holy family in his church. By keeping this feast, the church wants to appreciate the value it attaches to the family life. The families are essential components of the church, and the qualities of families will determine the qualities of our witness to Christ and His gospel. In order to foster family life, Pope Benedict XV established this feast. The Gospel today tells the story of the losing and finding Jesus in the temple. The Holy Family had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of the Passover along with other pilgrims. It was normal for the parents to think that the boy would not miss the way back home. And so they went ahead with their journey, only to find the child missing after the day journey. The parents became anxious and made effort to find the child. Eventually, they found in the temple. So, my dear friends, in the family, love and care are essential aspects of family life. So let us examine ourselves. Do we nurture that spiritual and psychological growth of our children? The Feast of the Holy Family is celebrated on the Sunday after the great feast of Christmas. The families are the cornerstone for the human society. It is the workshop where the future leaders of the world are born and formed. The Church has always nurtured the family and present today with a model, the Holy Family of Nazareth. The first reading taken from the book of Sirah speaks about the Jewish family and the children, how to behave with the parents when they obedience to their parents, then they will be receiving a blessing after blessing. It says, if you honor your father and mother, your sins are forgiven. Secondly, if you honor your father and mother, you will live longer. And then, thirdly, it is addressed mainly to the children, inviting them to have deep respect and honor for their parents, particularly when they grow old. If we take care of them, it is a blessing. The children are invited to be kind and understanding towards their aging parents and show sympathy and not despise them when their minds fail. In the gospel presents the losing and finding of Jesus in the temple. Jewish men were required by the law to keep the 3 annual festivals in Jerusalem. But only the Passover feast was strictly followed. From a very young age, Jesus was aware of the intimate relationship to God and his Father in a way which went beyond the normal religious consciousness of a devout Jew. Although he was careful to continue to obey his parents, but the incident showed them that their son had a character and a role that went beyond their understanding. Yes, my dear friends, his perfect growth as a boy continued right through his adolescence and young manhood. That is why the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the family values the principle and constitute the foundation of social life. Family life is an initiation into the life of the society. Regarding the duties of the parents towards the children, the Church says the parents, in virtue of their participation in the fatherhood of God, have the responsibility for educating of the children, and they are the first heralds of their faith for them. Yes, my dear friends, as they begin to know and love their earthly parents, they need to be introduced in their lives to know and love their Heavenly Father, the Creator. Together with the academic studies, which widen the world of knowledge, they need to grow in the fear of God, which is the true wisdom. Mary and Joseph taught the child about the obedience and love of God. His parents also set an example before the child by honoring and being obedient to God. Even today, we see some extraordinary talented children. We feel stunned observing them. That is the hard work of the parents behind this. Is a remarkable one. As we train our children to compete with the standards of the world, let us train them to compete for the kingdom of God. So, the church encourages to look to the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph for inspiration, example, and encouragement. They were a model family in which both parents worked hard, helped each other, and understood, accepted each other, and took good care of the child so that he may grow not only in human knowledge, but as the child of God. That is why we need to make the family a confessional one, rather than courtroom. On the other hand, if the husband and wife are ready to admit their faults and try to correct them, the family becomes the heavenly one. So, my dear friends, on this feast of the Holy Family that ever lived on this earth, all parents might examine themselves to see how well they are fulfilling the grave responsibility which God has placed on them. As they heard during the marriage ceremony, the children are the gift from God to you, for whom the parents are accountable before God, and they must in the end return these to his children, to him. Yes, let us pray for the grace of caring of one another in our own families, for each member of our own family, parish family, and all the families of the universal church, that God may bless each family during the New Year. Amen.